What is up, everybody? Happy Friday. Welcome to the cool down, the weekly cool down with I, Joseph, with him, Arsene.
That's me. I'm Arsene.
How's your week going, buddy?
Man, let me tell you, my week sure is crazy. It has been crazy. It hasn't been that crazy. I'm not going to lie to you. But I do have, you know, I don't know. I feel like my life is, you know, it's getting interesting. And I think it's for content's sake. Like, I feel like there's like a divine intervention that's like, this guy needs content. He needs to be brought to the public.
Maybe it's the blessing of Archangel Michael or whatever. Finally,
Angel Raphael might be coming in clutch, I guess. You know, he's providing safe journey for us to reach stardom. We can quit our jobs. We can start our own little kind of funny spare bedroom or whatever. Or some shit
right.
Like that.
I'm not working in no damn spare bedroom. I'll tell you that right now.
Exactly. We're going to be in the kitchen.
There we go.
Kitchen.
We're chefing up.
We're eating good food while we bring you guys delicious stuff.
But that's a little content house.
I wrote it down because, you know.
Oh, shit.
I always have to write down just like, you know, the high level things. So I'm going to start with a couple of updates here. The baby's still walking. She's zooming around the house
really?
Now.
She just took the steps and now she's.
She's pretty much like it's exponential, honestly. Like she was it was like, whoa, she's not doing anything. I don't think she's ever gonna walk. Then she hits the whatever the little point is called where the exponent really starts exponenting. And damn, it's like now she's taking like 10 steps going and we're like, whoa, that's crazy. She'll take our hand and she'll just walk for like, you know, 5 minutes straight. I'm like, damn, son, like what are you like? Where did this come from? Where did this burst of skill? Just like she literally leveled up overnight. So shout out to the baby one time. My desk, I wanna say, we scaled back a little bit. You know, we were already in the land of grandiose. We scaled back. So instead of 8 foot by 25 by 30, we're going 8 foot by 25. We've ordered the desk.
Wait.
8 foot by 30 inches.
What? So what was it originally?
I wanted to order an 8 foot wide desk by 30 inches deep desk.
Yeah,
but nobody makes that shit, and I had to go through that custom company. Blah blah blah. I called the guy on the phone. I get ghosted basically afterwards.
I was about to say, okay, I remember the whole conversation when calling the guy on the phone.
All I said was that I called him, right, that I was going to call him.
You told me you called him and you explained it to him.
Well, that's Fred. That's right. Okay. He said okay. Never heard back from him.
Wow.
And so I took that as a sign. I just need to take my ass on somewhere else. So I just went to Home Depot and got the regular size desk that everybody else has.
Now, this is really interesting to me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Home Depot, you know, I like Home Depot, but the real interesting part about this to me is that it seems like last episode I said, why the fuck aren't you just getting a desk that's like 5 inches?
I didn't want it. That's the whole
thing.
It sounds like
within just 7 days of recording that episode, you've completely capitulated. You call back.
I just knocked something off the desk. You just made me. I guess I didn't call back because I'm sitting here. I want a desk. I want to expand my space. I don't have time to be waiting around, waiting for calls. This is the second person.
You don't want it bad enough.
I emailed somebody else. That motherfuckers didn't respond. These motherfuckers didn't. They didn't call me back. So
because you're doing the most,
they don't want. They don't. If I'm doing the most, then they should be, you know, responding to me hastily to get me out of their hair. No,
they're like, why is a civilian trying to make a fucking order with us who we only handle bulk orders for corporations? And you got this random motherfucker in the middle of nowhere, Georgia, here trying to get a custom desk with no sheen on it or whatever the fuck
It's not even a custom. They sell it. It's already, they got them in the warehouses. All they have to do is just ship one to me. That's it.
You're saying it's easy. Meanwhile, you're also the person who just went to Home Depot to get your own thing. Meanwhile, me, level-headed Joseph, was on the podcast last week on the cooldown. And you know what? Hold up. You know, I know I'm directing my anger towards you. I'm directing my anger towards those motherfuckers on the Discord now. Because everybody, every week, we're saying, why is there a cooldown coming out? There's another cooldown. Yeah, there's another. Yeah, we've been doing this for over a year. There's a cooldown on Fridays. There's a video game episode on Thursdays.
And we've been doing monthly cooldowns.
I'm tired of seeing the
years.
For years. I'm tired of seeing the comments, all right? Figure it out. We've been doing this format for this long. Figure it out. What? A cooldown? This episode, this week, they're doing a cooldown.
Stay doing cooldowns.
What are y'all talking about? Like, is this a Clown Academy podcast? What are all these clowns doing in the Discord with zero reading comprehension, zero listening comprehension? And now I'm back on your ass. I told you to get the normal desk from the beginning.
Well, that's what ended up happening. It's not, you know what? It's not, you have nothing to do with this. Okay. I'm going to tell you that much right now. You have absolutely nothing to do with
it. I should. What I'm saying is I should have something to do with it.
I folded it because I wanted a damn desk and I realized that the cards were, they just weren't adding up. They weren't lining up. So I was forced. My arm was twisted, bro. They put me in a freaking Chinese finger trap and they said, you got to order a freaking 8 foot 20 by 25 inch desk.
First of all, we don't use slurs on this podcast, all right?
Slurs? That's a tool. It's a tool.
First of all, Chinese finger trap is not a tool. Chinese finger trap is not a tool.
It's a tool for trapping people.
First of all, and also, that shit was cheap as fuck, all right? I used to see on the cartoons or whatever, oh, yeah, just do this. That shit would break instantly. You know, you twist your fingers, that shit would shatter into a million pieces. I'm like, what?
Yeah, if you push it, that's if you push it in, but I got the metal ones, okay?
First of all, metal ones, that does sound like a torture device. Second of all, why did they just give those out without no instructions? Like, they just expected
they expect you to watch Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
It must be, because, like, we're in America. And we're giving out Chinese finger traps. And first of all, that might be racist. I don't know if Chinese finger traps originate from China. That might be some racist-ass American shit.
Oh, my God.
All I'm saying is these random fucking toys that literally trap your fingers, and the only way to get out of it is to do this one little trick or to absolutely destroy it. What kind of toy is that? That's the most dog shit toy I've ever heard of.
It's all about making money, bro. It's an American... This is an American tool. I'm telling you, this is an American contraption. I'm looking on Wikipedia right now. The first use of the word for Chinese finger trap was in an ad in Ohio.
Oh, no. See, this an is ad so, in first Ohio. Of all,
they did it.
This
they
is
did
some
it
racist word. Shit.
It is racist. It was probably some Red Scare type shit where they're like, oh, you know, watch out for the Chinese. They got your little Chinese finger trap. You see what they, this is what they do in China. The people that act up. Yeah. Y'all want to try it out? And it was an advertisement. They probably said, here, you buy one for 5 cents and try it out yourself. But created in 1870 called the girlfriend trap.
I see the girlfriend trap as well here.
Also known as the girl catcher. Okay, there's a problem at it. During Women's History Month?
Oh,
okay.
No.
Chinese finger traps are officially canceled. I don't own them. I don't want to be associated with them. What were we talking about? This stupid ass
this shit.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck this desk. But I'm still, I did get one from Home Depot and it is unfinished. So the process is still, we're only dialing it down just a little bit. I still have to go in. I've got a science experiment cooking right now. I got vinegar and steel wool. I've combined them together as, you know, to create iron acetate. And then I'm going to use it to stain my wood.
Jesus Christ.
What? Why Jesus Christ, bro? This
Jesus
is what
Christ
people
is Jason
do.
Bourne.
That's what people do. They stain their wood.
Who is people, bro? Who is people?
That's what the people online do. That's what the people on Reddit were doing.
See, people online gonna have you accidentally creating mustard gas is what they gonna have you doing.
They did tell me you're supposed to. I put in a mason jar. They said, hey, make sure you hammer a little hole in there, or else it'll explode.
See, exactly.
Because it's hydrogen gas. But I put a hole in it. It's not gonna explode. One guy did it. And he put it on his countertop, and it stained the whole entire countertop black. shit. I gotta do what I gotta do. I gotta put my little hole in there.
That? Like I got
it in the basement. Right now?
Put it outside.
I need to put it in the basement.
Put it outside, bro.
I'm gonna be using it in the basement anyway, so what? Don't worry about it, bro. Don't worry about it. Let me move on.
All
I got two more quick things to bring up. Number one of these two, this morning, I'm driving to work, right? You know, I leave for work very early. I'm driving, you know, it's very dark in the AM. Tell me why. I'm behind an individual. DeKalb County School Police. I'm like, all right, bro. Like, what are we doing here? When he hits his brake lights, he's got 36 fucking red lights. The entire back of his car is lit up red. And I'm like, you're blinding me for what? For like, why are you, there's so many lights on the back of your car. You're a school police officer. You're not even a real police officer. They don't even have you out on the street. They got you watching high schoolers at the fucking metal detectors. You're garbage. You're absolute garbage. You're trash. You're sitting in front of me. And your lights are blinding me. I needed him to, you know, do something about that. And he didn't do anything about it. So I had to go around him. I was very upsetting. And that's why I had to bring it up on the podcast, just because of how upsetting it was. Because, I mean, like, I can't even, like, describe, like, I guess I could describe how many lights there were. It was probably, like, 10 or something like that. But that's an obscene amount when it's literally just, like, all you need is two. Maybe that's street legal. Maybe. That's what I want to know. Send his ass to jail. He ain't a real cop. You can arrest him, so shit.
I mean, you say that, but DeKalb County ain't no joke. I used to have I had a science teacher when I was in Fayette County. That science teacher would always talk about how he taught in DeKalb County and how bad them kids were. That was back in like 2000.
Oh,
that was early 2000s. Or not
early 2000s.
You know, 2011, worse. 2012. Yes, yeah, so you know, they bad. You know, all these little TikTok trends done got turned our whole youth into criminals for some clout. So
snorting hand sanitizer and punching teachers and shit.
Probably over in DeKalb. So, you know, DeKalb County, I think they rank them like right under the SWAT force. So that's probably why they got all the lights.
Okay, I got you. Well, with that information, I will dial it back. I'm not going to retract with my statement. I will dial it down a little bit and just say, hey, man, get a couple of them lights. Get them lights up out of there. Cut the number of lights in half. That's all you need. Okay. You need five or six, I guess. And okay. Last but not least, I went to go get Angelique's emissions done. Okay. You know, typical emissions check.
Easy thing.
I look online, you know, we're new to Grayson, Georgia. So I'm like, hey, let me just find a spot that's good. I find a spot that's got, you know, 4.5 stars. You know, I don't want any problems. Basically, I don't want them to be, you know, yanking me around. I just want it to be a normal experience. Tell me why I go there and it's not a normal experience. I pull up. First of all, I see there's two cars in front of me. I'm like, all right, it shouldn't take too long. It's taking a while. I'm like, okay, I'm here 15 minutes, 20 minutes. What's going on? I'm looking. It's looking like the guy who's doing the emissions test. He's kind of like talking to the people in the cars. And I'm like, oh, dang, like, what is he? He's gonna be hard ass. Like, you know, he's probably going to be like, yeah, let's make sure your scapula is like, you know, intact for your car.
Scapula.
Or else it will fail you. So I'm thinking, oh, he's about to, you know, go in on the car, right? No, tell me why I pull up. This man says, you ever have any like problems in life that like, you know, you want to like make a solution to? Like, what? Like, I'm trying to make an app.
And I'm like, what? Why is everybody trying to make an app, bro? I swear to God, bro, you can't go anywhere in this fucking country, bro. You can't go anywhere in this country without somebody trying to make a fucking app.
He's trying to make an app. And I'm like, you know, you and I, we know. That it's just, you know, you're chasing pipe dreams. You're really just like, you just hear the word app. First of all, the app craze ended what, like 2011, 2012, bro. Like,
it really
did. You're late, bro. You're way too late. He's out here talking. I'm like, I guess, you know, I would like to have some way to like, you know, not be as, you know, to pass the time better during traffic. He's like, well, you can just listen to music. I'm like, okay, well. I do, but like, you don't want to ask for fucking idea. You're trying to steal my idea so you can make money. So like, I'm just trying to give you something. Then he starts going on and on about how like his church wants to like digitize their tithe.
Oh God. Digitize their tithe. What does that mean? Make a Venmo account?
Like, yeah. So they basically want to make like a Venmo or some shit, but they want their own app and they like, but he was like, yeah, but if we try to use Square or Stripe, there's going to be a 2.9% card charge, and the elders of the congregation don't want to put their card information. And I'm like, brother.
Y'all, first of all, y'all already not paying taxes, fucking
That's what I was
church-ass.
bro. I'm like, what are you, first of all, why are you talking to me about this? Like, and then, you know, it's one of those situations. It was literally like a skit from like, you know, a Niles video or something where like he's talking to me. And then I'm looking at like the computer screen behind him, like, oh yeah, he'll like it updated or some shit. And then, you know, he taps it, gets to the next step. Then he turns back around to me to continue the conversation. I'm like, oh yeah, the my. App. Yeah. And then I was like, yeah, I'll keep thinking about app ideas, man. Yeah. So those are my stories. I know I don't mean to hog up all the cooldown time, but like I feel like
it's okay.
Raphael has given me these stories to share. I feel like a messenger at this
point. You're just like Paul from Dune.
I've seen Dune. I don't know what that means.
Watch it.
I know
bro.
He's the it's main. Like, I know he's the main character.
You need to watch Dune, bro. They're on a different level on that show.
I want to watch Dune, but I'm afraid to watch movies because I don't like breaking my movies up. You know, I like the.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm not going to be able to watch a full movie in my current state, in my current form right now. I can only watch short form content. I can only watch, you know, television episodes, barely at that. So to watch a 2.5 hour movie, I just don't want to do. I want to have that full experience. I want to be, you know, I want to be wine and dine with my Dune experience. I don't want to have Dune-ish, you know, like, give me the full Dune. I mean,
all I got to say is figure it out, bro. Figure it out. You're over here playing Helldivers for 3-4 hours in a row. You can watch some Dune.
You know, when you put it that way. What about Final Fantasy? What about Final Fantasy? I got to play Final Fantasy.
What about that? I mean, ain't going
nowhere.
It's Final
Fantasy season now, bro. You want me to watch Dune over Final? I'm trying to get to the fucking Junon or whatever, bro.
Dune is an experience, I'll tell you that. But one, what happened this week? One, I saw Barbie right before the Oscars.
Had you seen it before? Is it your second?
This is my first time. Oh. It's Women's History Month, so, you know, I do want to be respectful. I will say it was an okay movie. It was an okay movie.
Dang. Okay. So if it wasn't Women's History Month, you would say it was dog shit, doo-doo water?
I mean, I'm only going to speak because it is Women's History Month. So I'm not talking about no alternatives, or I'm not talking about any other hypotheticals. But it
is a performative activist. That's what I'm hearing.
What I'm not going to do is answer any other questions. All I am going to say that it was, what did I say it was? It was okay. Or guess it was good.
You know what?
It was good.
What I'm going to say is that your silence speaks volumes. Yeah, I ate with that one, didn't I?
Not really. Oh, it was okay. Like probably one of the most generic shit you could have said. But so I watched Barbie, you know. It was a good movie.
Okay.
I watched, what was that? Oh, I watched Smile, the horror movie. You know, because it's Women's History Month. And female protagonist. A female protagonist. I will say that movie was dog shit. That movie was absolutely dog shit.
Whoa.
So you don't even want to know what I would say if this wasn't Women's History Month. That movie was absolute dog shit. Didn't make no goddamn sense.
It was a metaphor. It was a metaphor. I watched The Kill Count, bro. I know the
trash ass movie, bro. Trash ass movie.
Trash. You just don't get it.
No, I got it. There wasn't much to get. I got it. I took swimming lessons, adult swimming lessons this weekend.
Oh, wait, I forgot. Do you know how to swim? You don't know how to swim. That's why
I can move in the water. If you count, do you count that as swimming?
Like you can swim, like you can perform a stroke to go forward, but you can tread. That's right.
I can't tread. I don't have the breathing mechanism to have like a sustained swim past whatever I can do holding my breath. Right. So
I see.
And I don't float very well. I'm very dense. So I don't have like a proper float technique. So that's what we went over, this past weekend. It was chill that the lesson was at a Planet in LA Fitness. Shit was clean as fuck. I mean, that was one of the nicest gyms I've been in besides the CRC, Georgia Tech's Rise Up. Yeah. Fuck the CRC. That LA Fitness was very clean though. Big W. And then the real story comes in with the follow-up, all right? Because, you know, It's going to be 3 total lessons over the course of like 3-4 weeks. And Amanda was like, you know, we gotta practice in between just so you can know, remember what you learned. I was like, okay, sure, whatever. So we went to a community pool, right? Granted, you know, I learned basic things. Like I can float now. I can float pretty well. Obviously need to still practice it. I can swim on my back.
That's cool.
I just float, swim on my back. That's great. Obviously still need to work on the breathing and everything. But I was like, okay, yeah, let's practice this. Went to the community pool with Amanda, and she was telling her dad that, hey, like, you know, Joseph learned to swim, so we're going to be practice. Her dad is like, you know, don't go in the deep water. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. In my head, I'm thinking, you know, he's right, bro. I'm not trying to lose my life in no deep water. And she was like, I don't know why he's telling me all this. I'm like, yeah, you know, parents just crazy. Tell me why Amanda, first we get into the pool. And, you know, we're practicing. And she's like, I was like, yeah, you know, I need to practice treading water. She was like, why don't we practice over there? So it's like, I'm in the 5-foot section. I can stand up in the 5-foot section. She's like, yeah, let's go past the little buoy. Let's just go right past the buoy. And I'm like, it's literally 12 feet over there. It's 12. I'm like, I can't trail. How am I going to practice? No. I can't trail water. She's like, yeah, you can hold the side of the pool. I'm like, hold the side of the pool. Hold it. She's like, it doesn't go completely deep. Like, you know, it kind of, you know, it starts at 5 and then it gradually goes to 12.
Yes, yeah. And
tell me why later, you know, I was just swimming, had my goggles, everything. I'm underwater for a second. It's a complete drop off.
No,
it's a drop off. She was trying to take my life. She's trying to take my life. I'm like, and she was like, oh yeah, my bad. I'm like, this is exactly what your father was telling you about. People, these swimming motherfuckers, all right? Everybody wants to be like, let me teach you. I'm like, teach me what? You have no teaching skills, right? You have no fucking, it's like
going up to a foreigner
and being like, let me teach you English. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You don't have the skills to teach anybody English, all right? Just because you know English doesn't mean you can't teach it. So I'm going to continue with the lessons.
Okay.
Safe to say, Amanda has now realized that she doesn't know. She was like, okay, you know, we'll continue with, you know, we'll take it slow. I'm like, thank you. All right. People trying to throw me in the deep end. Like I'm one of those toddlers on the viral videos. I'm not.
Flip you over. Not. We're going to do that to Osley probably in a couple of months. We're definitely going to have her ass flipped. I was going to ask, what does Amanda do while you're at lesson? Is she like, you know, on the side, like, oh, that's my man.
No, she actually went to the movies.
Damn, she said she's going to have fun while you're out here.
Yeah, she didn't have fun because she went to go see some movie about, I don't even remember what it was called, some movie about some fucking Nazi
Zone of general. Interest?
She saw Zone of Interest. She said that show was ass. So... I was like, I could have told you that.
Damn, it was Oscar nominated.
I mean, I'll tell you right now, if some shit is Oscar nominated, it's a 50-50. It's really a 50-50 chance that shit's ass. So, I don't, you know.
Okay, it is what it is. I'm proud of you, man, for getting out there, getting in the pool, because you never know. You never know when you might end up in the 12-foot, you know, water with the drop-off. With your girlfriend,
right,
who tells you that it's okay. So
yep,
yeah, you got to
right.
be prepared.
Luckily, common sense. Something a lot of people don't have, I got common sense.
Excellent.
That is what it is. Let me think. Has anything else happened since then? I don't think so.
I want to bring something back if you don't have anything else.
Go ahead. Bring it back. Is there some cooking corner?
Not Arson Cooking Corner.
No,
I gotta get back. I might be getting back on that in a little while, but not anytime in the near future. We were doing power scaling this past, a couple months back now at this point.
Power scaling.
We were seeing who would win in 1v1.
Oh yeah.
I got a new one. I don't know. Okay. It might be easier than I just don't know. I just want to know what your opinion is. Who's winning, Shrek versus Wreck-It Ralph?
Is this something that Stephen A. commented on?
I have not seen anybody comment on this. Okay. I was searching in my memory bank. I was like, let's put some characters together. Who's got similar builds? Who got similar, technically, like, you know, athletic capabilities?
I mean, I haven't seen Wreck-It Ralph. I don't know this motherfucker's feats. I really don't.
It's tough to gauge his feats because they're all, you know, digital video game.
Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, just off of what I know, I would give it to Shrek because Shrek really is about that life. Like,
okay,
before he, you know, had his little friends, his little troop to calm him down, this motherfucker was running up on villagers talking about get off my swamp. It seemed kind of like no holds barred. He kind of seemed, you know, those fucking Republicans that shoot motherfuckers that drive in their driveway. He seemed kind of like he was on that energy where he was like, I don't really give a fuck. If you're on my property, your life is pretty much wrapped if you don't heed the warning. So Wreck-It Ralph looks, I mean, he's got a little girl. He's rolling with a little girl. Like, he looks kind of soft. But I mean, I don't know. Does he have weapons or?
He doesn't have weapons, but the parallels are there. They have the same beginnings. You know how Shrek gets his crew, he gets Donkey, gets the princess, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Ralph was by himself. He was the one, the outcast of the video game community, of his video game. He was the villain. He was the Donkey Kong replacement, basically. Mm-hmm. I remember from the movie, at least from the beginnings, when, you know, he's still in his world or whatever, he was busting up brick buildings. That's the whole thing, is that he's wrecking this building and you play as the fake ass Mario to come and fix the building. Or so,
okay,
he's breaking buildings with his bare hands.
He has strength to him.
I know Shrek's strong too. Shrek has abilities technically as well. So,
you know, so what's happening? Like, does Ralph exit his game, and then where is he when he exits his game? Is he just in the internet? Is he in real life at some point?
The second movie, he goes to the internet. They get uploaded through the router. The first game, the first movie, they go into the power strip. So they're in an arcade, right? Like an actual arcade. So every machine is XYZ, you know, arcade game. Then when they go on break, you know, when nobody's playing it, they travel through the power line into the power strip. And that's kind of like, you know, Grand Central Station. They say, oh, what's up, Sonic? Oh, what's up, M. Bison? You know, shit like that. You know, they got the villains having like their little, you know, AA meetings and shit. Like, why am I a villain? Like, I don't want to be evil, you know, that type of shit. So everybody can have like their feelings. So that's, and then that's when Ralph, you know, kind of like is like, hey, man, I don't really want to, you know, this Wreck-It shit, this kind of ain't for me, bro. I'm sitting here, I don't get any cake. I'm sitting here, I sleep on a pile of bricks every night. I have nothing. He literally got it out the mud, which I guess Shrek did too.
Shrek clearly wants to be in the mud.
Shrek wants to be in the mud. So I'm just, you know, I just wanted, I'm posing the question because I don't know who is stronger. Who is, like, if they were to go blow for blow.
Mm-hmm.
Who is coming out on top? I think it might be Ralph, just because he's got bigger arms. That's my sole reason.
If we're kind of on the physical feat aspect, it's all about how Ralph's strength translates to Shrek's power scale. And you might be right. I mean, if he just got video game strength, he's literally wrecking as a full-time job. I could see him boxing Shrek. The only thing like, from the story you told me, it sounds like Ralph has a little bit of soft in him, whereas Shrek, you
does
know,
have
Shrek
soft
was fighting.
He does have
Shrek
soft.
Was fighting for his folks, but I still feel like at the end of the day, Shrek really don't give a fuck. He'll scrap down with anybody if he has to. Like, as far as I remember, there was no moment where Shrek was like, actually, I don't really want to do this anymore. It was kind of like, actually, I like this group of people. And y'all are cool, and so I won't be a grump because I'm chilling with y'all. But if he had to go back to his
ways,
if he had to go back to the streets, he would box down.
That was like, honestly, that was part of the plot of Shrek 4. He wanted to get back to the streets. You didn't get that high? Shrek 4, this is after he became the family man. This is the one. Mm. This one. He became a family man. He got three kids, three triplets.
Three kids.
He had the birthday party, and he has a fucking breakdown. You know the dealer. Remember that? You know that one?
I heard that's
from
about
Shrek.
That, yeah.
That's from Shrek 4. He has a breakdown because he's like, "What the fuck am I doing with my life? I'm sitting here. I want to be in the swamp. I want to be, you know, I want to be in the mud." So then he makes a wish. He's like, "I wish I could just, you know, go back a little bit." And then, you know, it's one of those cursed ass wishes. And so,
yeah,
that's the monkey paws. So okay. Yeah, so it was a monkey paw. So he wants to live that lifestyle. I mean, obviously, in the end, he discovers, oh, well, family is all everything. But you know, deep down, he wants to scrap. He wants to box. I don't think, like you said, Ralph is soft emotionally and mentally. So it's just kind of a. I still kind of have to give it to Ralph though, because I don't think that Shrek's physical capabilities, his onion breath, and all that, his grossness. Mm. I don't think that will be enough. If he takes like a Ralph fist to the chest,
yeah, it's kind of OG. It's over. Okay,
it might be over.
Collapse so. Long. Okay, all
right, maybe we'll see. I mean, Shrek did fight a dragon. I don't know.
Did he fight him hand to hand though?
He was running for the most part.
Yeah, yeah.
He used his brain.
All right. Well, okay. Well, people in the comments, people in the Discord.
Let us know.
People in the comments. No, nobody in the comments. Let me know anything, unless you're commenting how you like this episode. If you want to comment on this specific debate, join the Discord, playerplayerpod.com/Discord. And with that, everybody, I hope you have a great Friday. Stay safe. Stay active. Stay online. I should get offline. Go outside. Bye.
Peace.